episode of Calm, Cool, and Connected is brought to you by Bridgeside Medical Clinic, Chesapeake Integrated Behavioral Healthcare, and Edgar Casey's ARE.
Now more than ever, we have an opportunity to be a positive force in the world, to help heal the divide, to treat each other and ourselves with respect. But with so many tools out there, from meditation to physical training, proper nutrition, therapy, and so many others, we all need a little help navigating all the options. Join us as we share in-depth information, insights, and thought-provoking discussions that will help answer your questions about how to stay calm, cool, and connected during these times. Welcome to Calm, Cool, and Connected, your guidebook to peace of mind.
Hello, and welcome to Calm, Cool, and Connected. I'm your host, Dr. Elizabeth Bedrick. Why does it seem like the things that are best for us are the hardest to do? Eat more vegetables, exercise more often, go to sleep earlier, leave that toxic relationship or that toxic work environment. The list goes on and on of these things that we know are good for us, but are just so difficult to actually get ourselves to do. Today, we're going to talk about a few barriers to this. Why can't we do what we know is best for us, as well as some ideas on how to overcome some of those barriers. So one of the first barriers that comes up with this would be our core beliefs. So our core beliefs are the way that we view ourselves, we view others, and we view the world as a whole. And these beliefs develop early on in childhood, and they come out of our experience with the caregivers and the way that we interacted with them, the messages that were sent to us early on. So if the message was sent that we are capable, that we are smart, that we are worthy, these are the messages that we then take into adulthood. And so then when we're faced with something difficult, we feel like, well, I can do this because I know that I'm capable. I know that I'm smart. I know that I'm a hard worker. I know that I can do this. But if the messages that were sent were maybe more critical or messages of not feeling good enough, then as an adult, when we're faced with hard things, we think that we do not have the ability to do that. We don't have the self-efficacy to follow through with it. And so those beliefs are significant. This is our self-esteem, our confidence. The way we view ourselves and our abilities will have a huge impact on what we achieve in adulthood. One of the other barriers is that we often rely on motivation versus self-discipline. So motivation is something to get you started, but self-discipline is what keeps us going. When we rely on motivation, motivation is very fleeting. So it doesn't last long. If you think about, you'll have thoughts of, okay, I'm going into this week and I'm going to meal prep and I'm going to eat all my prepped meals all week. And by Tuesday, you are going through the drive-through. That motivation got you far enough to prep your meals, but it's self-discipline that keeps us going and keeps us following through with whatever these goals are that we set. Third barrier might be that you're making things too difficult on yourself. And so if a goal is to exercise, but your schedule has you going from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., that would be really hard to fit in exercise. Or if your goal is to make better food choices, but your cupboards are full of snacks and candy, that also is going to make it difficult on you. Even when you think about maybe leaving a relationship or leaving a work environment, but you haven't maybe planned out what's next, or you are too comfortable in that uncomfortable comfort zone, you're not going to feel motivated to leave that either. And then another barrier would be our limbic system versus the neocortex. So our limbic system, or you might hear referred to as the reptilian brain, this is the part of our brain that is our fight, flight, and freeze. This is the part that's wired to keep us safe. Our brain is designed to keep us comfortable. And so if anything appears to be a threat, and we really use the word perceived threat. So perceived meaning that we sense it to be uncomfortable or unsafe in any way, we're going to avoid it very actively. So this would be if waking up at 4 a.m. to go exercise, our brain is telling us, alert, alert, alert. This is not comfortable. This does not feel safe. This is not enjoyable, and I don't want to do this. And so that limbic system really prevents us from following through with things that are uncomfortable. The neocortex, the prefrontal cortex, this is the part of our brain that's logic and reasoning. And this was later developed. And this is the part of our brain that says, yeah, but ultimately exercise and vegetables and leaving those toxic environments are what is best for us. But that fight between the limbic system and the neocortex is constantly going on, which really prevents us often from moving forward. So a few ideas on how to really manage these concerns. One that is most effective that I use with my clients would be to set alarms. So if you know that there's something that you want to do, let's say that you have a work task that you've been putting off. If you know that at a certain time of day, that's when you can do the work task, we set the alarm for that time. So maybe it goes off at 1 p.m. And when the alarm goes off, you don't give yourself any option, you just do it. So what happens here if we give ourselves the option to think through, okay, so the alarm goes off at 1 and we think, do I want to do this? Do I not want to do this? As soon as you start contemplating, you go into what is called decision fatigue. There's too many options available to you. And going back to the limbic system, we're always going to choose the option that is the most comfortable, the most desirable. So as soon as you give yourself a choice, you're going to follow through with the comfortable option, meaning you're not going to do that hard thing. So again, when the alarm goes off, there's no contemplation. You use that as an external cue and you get up and do what you need to do. Another idea here, which is very similar, Mel Robbins established what is called the 5-second rule. And basically her theory is very similar. When you have this thought in your head of, okay, I need to exercise or I need to get up and do those dishes. When you realize that you have this task that you need to do, you count down 5 seconds. And when you get to, so 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you just do it. Again, this goes back to you don't give yourself options. You don't think through what you would rather be doing. You just get up and go. Another idea for this, as we were talking about, when we make things difficult on ourselves, our limbic system wants to keep us comfortable so we don't act. We need to make things easier. So this would be maybe if you're trying to eat differently, you're going to keep different foods in the house. You're not going to keep the tempting chips and cookies and candy. You're not going to keep that in your cupboards. Or you are going to meal prep. And so it's easy just to grab the food. Maybe if you're wanting to start to establish an exercise routine, you're going to pick out your clothes the night before. So you're going to put your shoes, you're going to put everything picked out by the door, ready to go, so that there's nothing you have to fight against in the morning. Also, when you think about doing a work task, you're going to have everything set up. So your computer's ready to go, you have everything prepped, and you just start going. Often that prep process creates a lot of the procrastination, because when people procrastinate, it's not because they're lazy. It's because they feel overwhelmed. And so if they think this task and they think about all the prep that goes first and then doing the task and how long the task is going to take, that feels really overwhelming to a lot of people. And so that's why they end up putting it off. But if you prep and you prepare things and you get things ready and make it that much easier, it doesn't feel quite as overwhelming. The other idea for this would be something called the snowball effect. So we make our goals a lot more reasonable. So if maybe your goal is to work out for an hour at a time, you're going to maybe put that down to 20 minutes. So I'm just going to work out for 20 minutes, get through that. Then the snowball effect happens when you feel success from that. So you feel good. I did it. I worked out for 20 minutes. So that means next time I can do it for 30. And then next time 45. And you can build on that. So you're really creating self-efficacy. So the idea there is that you're making your goals more realistic. And then you're acting on them, which creates this sense of success and accomplishment, which keeps you motivated for the next time around. Those are the main ideas to really get you started. And so to summarize, set an alarm. When the alarm goes off, you just do it. You maybe plan to have more realistic goals. So the alarm goes off and maybe you work out for 20 minutes versus an hour. Also making things easier on yourself. So you're prepared the night before. You have your food picked out. You have your shoes by the door. You have work supplies already prepped and ready to go. Those are the main ways to help you to feel less overwhelmed, procrastinate less, and get going on your goals. So I hope that helps, and I hope that you can be able to start doing those difficult things. Thank you all for tuning into this episode of Calm, Cool, and Connected. Please make sure to find us on Facebook and Instagram, and also make sure to rate and subscribe to our podcast so that others can find our content as well. Thank you again for joining us on this episode of Calm, Cool, and Connected.